Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss Trump's Twitter antics, Harry Styles' tour backlash, the most shocking celebrity death this week, what we'd wear to the Catholic-themed Met Gala, and Shane Dawson's used underwear. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Tyler.
Bonjour.
And now... I was like, I thought you were wearing a polo shirt, and then I just realized it does not have a collar on it.
No, I just got this at Topshop, and I really like it, and I also bought it in purple.
What color purple?
I bought this in a long sleeve black shirt with the same
neck, but what is around the wrists?
This, but down there.
Wow.
It's really cute. I really like it. I've gotten very good reaction.
I wish there was a Topshop near me in San Francisco, but there's not.
There's not a Topshop in San Francisco.
No, you would think we would have one, but.
What?
That's not how Sue sees
that
it.
That is bonkers.
Bonkers.
Truly bizarre.
You know what else we don't have?
I'm not using
a Yonkers.
Don't criticize my use of bonkers because you know why? I'm trying not to use the word crazy to describe things that are not crazy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to phase out insane, crazy, ableist words.
But I think
bonkers is the one. Bonkers is very good. It explains exactly how I feel. That is bonkers.
I think it's just another synonym for one of those words, so how's it any different?
I love cinnamon. Speaking of cinnamon, take us to the very first topic.
Yeah, what is it? Cinnamon.
Well, cinnamon.
I love that you have no idea what any of these topics actually are.
I do. One of my favorite things that we're going to talk about today is how you could really write cinnamon. How many letters is cinnamon? Do you think? Right off the bat, go.
12.
I'm going to guess 10. Cinnamon. Cinnamon is actually
probably
8 letters. Yeah. I was closer. Yeah. Would you look at that?
Just really pressured me into it.
Well, if it's 8 letters and you have
200... Oh, I thought you meant synonymin.
Shut the fuck up.
12 letters.
280 divided by 8 is what?
Well,
it's 35. You could write cinnamon 35 times with the new Twitter limit, which brings us to the first topic. How do you feel about 280 characters for a tweet?
I don't know if I've even used over 140 yet.
You don't want to write cinnamon 35 times?
I guess we'll tweet it from the...
cinnamon.
We'll tweet it from the Psychobabble account when this episode airs.
Talk about an account worth following. Has the Psychobabble, whoever runs it, I don't know. Have they ever done a 280 character tweet yet?
No.
I did my first one.
What did you have to say? Well, I missed it.
I was going on and on about how I cannot just, I was really shaken and stirred because something
shaken
bonkers.
Shaken and stirred.
There was something bonkers afoot.
Yeah, what was it?
I was thinking about how Lady Gaga can truly do any genre. So I had to tweet about that.
And of music or of hair?
Can you fathom that the same artist put out Cheek to Cheek and Art Pop?
Well,
Joanne.
But isn't Cheek to Cheek just all cover songs?
All successful albums. All number ones.
Isn't Cheek to Cheek all cover songs?
All platinum albums.
Wow. She really did that, TM.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. Would you call her career trajectory and chameleon-like behavior in the genre music world?
Iconic? Or would I call it what?
Bonkers.
Truly, I would.
Now, take me to the next bonkers topic, Corey. Cool.
So do you love the new 280 characters or no?
Yeah. No. I like
so
it when it's,
what is
I like it? It when it's used by people that I think are funny. But in general, no. I don't think the Gen Pop needs to tweet anybody, including me, with 280 characters. It makes scrolling a bore.
I truly hate when scrolling's a bore.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to stick to like...
Scrolling's a bore. That's a good drag name.
Scrolling.
Please welcome to the stage.
How would you spell it?
Scrolling's a bore. Z-bore. Z-B-O-R. Scrolling's a bore.
It's like...
What drag name did you just tweet me?
It's like Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Yeah.
We sang a song in middle school about Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Wow,
it was like a parody song about...
Did you ever sing it that was about song
spam.
About...
We sang a song about spam. It was called... It was,
the music or the... I mean...
The food.
The food or the email?
The food, because in middle school, our... Not the email. In middle school, the theme of choir was spam.
I don't know.
Spam.
You're a millennial. You probably had a song about spam email.
No. The theme of choir was spam because you're it like, stood for... It stood for singing produces awesome miracles.
Does it?
Yes.
God, you're such a Samico.
And the song we would sing is... This piece of meat is really past its prime, born just before Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Wow.
Did you about ever sing, spam.
Did you ever sing that song about...
We sang a song about spam. We wore shirts that said spam on them.
Did you ever sing that song about if you haven't got a if you haven't got a penny, a half penny will do?
What? A penny for your thoughts.
No, they're saying... If someone's trying to buy something and they're like, if you don't have a penny,
Try to teach me idioms. I do in this town is teach people idioms.
What's your favorite idiom?
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth, and I have to explain it every time. I'm like, do people not have parents that teach them
idioms?
Phrases? Terms?
Sayings,
if
words,
you will. Words?
Conjugations?
280 characters.
You could put a lot of things in there. Words, I mean. Synonyms.
Go off. You know what else I think?
I do.
I don't have the energy to make this joke, but it was something about Game of Thrones has 280 characters. Will you wrap that into
that
something?
That actually does make
will
sense.
Will you make that into a joke?
That makes sense.
I gave you the meat.
Thank
you make
you.
It a meal.
I wish you would have given me the spam.
Here, I'll give you the meat.
Speaking
this
of,
piece
meat,
of meat, is really past its
speaking
prime.
Speaking of meat,
give me some meat that's really past its prime.
Did you see the KFC Twitter accounts only following six guys?
This feels like when my grandma tells me the news.
Yeah,
because
well,
you're 8 years behind.
I am your grandma.
Thank you.
No, I had a follow-up to the KFC guy.
Did you see that vine of that little kid calling somebody a noodle head?
No. Is that okay? How does the noodle
okay.
heads feel about it?
It's okay in my book. Open bins.
That was your whole story?
It's okay.
That was your whole story? You're a hook head, not a noodle head.
Don't ever call me a hook head. You know that's triggering. Every time I get my hair cut real short, I think, is this going to accentuate my
the hook? Yeah, now you're stressed.
Rude.
That's what you get for changing the subject off of KFC.
Okay, back to KFC then.
You saw they were following 11 herbs and spices, right?
Yes.
And a guy figured it out.
They followed the five
Spice Girls
and
six guys named Herb.
Okay, so Herb. What's up?
Well, the guy who figured it out, they sent him a painting.
Of what?
Himself riding piggyback right on the kernel.
No.
Yes, they did.
I feel like the internet needs to be stopped.
Do you think that was a real thing or all a marketing play? And the guy was also in on that, too.
Well, let me give you some.
These days, nothing's
these
original.
Days nowadays.
Kids these days nowadays.
Well, as somebody who invented the Cool Ranch Dorito taco.
Yeah, that was me.
No, that was me. Do you not remember this?
It was me.
I was in the press release.
I tweeted it.
Because I tweeted it, I'm boycotting Taco Bell until they...
But that was after they already had the Doritos
Rongo
logo
moose
taco.
Breath.
Yes.
Yes.
And then you said make
no,
a Cool
had,
Ranch
they
version.
They had the nacho cheese DLT.
Yes.
As we call it in the biz.
I'm aware.
And I said I'm abstaining from supporting...
Until we get the Cool Ranch.
Yeah. Kids these days nowadays boycotting Keurig and these...
Why Keurig?
Because I can't really follow that.
Because they hate Keurig, a K-Cup?
No. Keurig... pulled out of advertising on Fox News because Fox News was supporting a pedophile and Republicans are boycotting Keurig. I said, bitch, do you even hear what's going on?
That the Republicans are boycotting.
They're boycotting decency.
They were boycotting something about that girl.
That means bangs?
No, who's that girl who was in that 70s show? Mila Kunis? They're boycotting her whiskey, too, because she said... I don't like
Trump. I can't wait till they realize they can't consume a damn thing.
They're
and then they just all
to.
Die off.
Because
good
not,
luck
they're
without
not
your damn
corn.
Keurig. No
they
Keurig.
Don't have Keurig.
No corn.
I don't know. If I would think corn would be against it. It. Whatever's bad.
Anyway.
The clown.
Did
come
you
down
see?
Here, Georgie.
No, okay. Did you see that drama about Harry Styles?
What was it?
You're going to think it's so stupid.
Most things that there's drama about, I do think it's
and
stupid.
You know what? I'm going to have to... we can weigh in because we did our own damn tour. So
let's
we can...
Let's
so
weigh
here's
in.
What's up. You know how everyone's always throws flags on stage and they want Harry to like wrap themselves in this whatever.
Don't throw things on my stage.
First of all, don't throw things on my stage. I swear to God, I will kick
it,
stomp
it,
spit on it.
You
don't care
poke
what
someone in the eye.
Yes.
Don't people, when I saw Kesha, people were throwing stuff up on stage and I thought, this is how she gets hit in the face.
Remember when somebody threw their phone and was like, take a selfie with it. I said, I'm not even going to touch it and you're not getting it back. I found so much glee in not giving them exactly what they
wanted.
That
story is bonkers.
Anyway, so they were holding up Black Lives Matter signs, and then they threw something on stage, and Harry didn't do anything with it.
They were saying he didn't, like, acknowledge it.
And I wanted to be like, well, girl, like, he's got a show to do. He can't, like...
I'm also like, if you pick up one thing on stage, it encourages more people to
throw. That's what I was
going to
say. So does he have a habit of picking up stuff on stage? Because then I can understand when people are like... My stance is, if I don't pick up a damn thing,
is he Sister Act 2 back in the habit of picking up things off stage?
So anyway, he posted on Instagram a picture of Black Lives Matter.
Well, and they said he also...
And they
also
called it backpedaling. I'm like, girl, that's not backpedaling.
I also saw that at the beginning of one of his shows, he was like, I love everybody, no matter the color of your skin, who you love, what you gender identify as. So I'm like, he's covering his bases.
He really
did you watch his new video?
That. No, I didn't.
Not at all?
I didn't watch it. It just hasn't really bumped up into my feed. Is it good?
No.
Is it going to make the
No, I'm not.
Power
it's
hour?
Not.
This year's
it was
power
kids
hour.
Having a food fight. It felt very Matilda.
Ooh. You, that's reining me in. Don't you hate Matilda?
He was wearing a paisley blue suit.
Don't you hate Matilda?
I just don't know what she's up to on Twitter all the time.
The real actress, not Matilda.
Yeah, she's... No,
we
I
could
love.
Really do for a Matilda...
Queen's
reboot,
edition?
A reboot or a sequel?
With her as Matilda?
I don't know if she needs to be Matilda.
Matilda growing
Maybe
up.
Maybe she's the teacher now.
Well, you know whenever they do a kid's Matilda. Movie and they go to a sequel, they always end up in the city.
A squeakquel. Matilda in the city. Air Bud.
The squeakquel.
What were we just talking about?
Something. Harry Styles.
No, something before that.
Corn?
Probably. No, you has a...
The squeakquel?
No, you had a subject.
KFC?
Yes. What was it about? Oh.
How I
do
love
I think
it.
It's real? Yeah, I think it's real.
That's really? You wanted to go all the way back there?
And I'm done. I want to abandon that immediately. So before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Sock Fancy. Y'all, it is so close to the holidays, and if you don't have your gifts in order, I don't know what you're up to. If you're thinking about the perfect gifts, let me tell you, Sock Fancy has got you covered. Sock Fancy delivers awesomely random socks every single month, and they curate each subscription with their large selection of premium cotton blend socks. You can get a 3-month subscription, 6-month subscription, 9-month subscription, or a complete full year, and Sock Fancy is gonna handle the rest. It is truly the gift that keeps on giving, and they ship all over the world for free. So if you don't like a pair that you get, you can send it right back and swap it for a fresh design. So here's what you gotta do. Go to sockfancy.com/psychobabble, and you're gonna get an extra pair of socks added to any subscription that you sign up for if you enter the promo code psychobabble at checkout. Again, that is sockfancy.com/psychobabble, and you're gonna get a free pair of socks if you just enter psychobabble at checkout. Thank you so much to Sock Fancy for sponsoring this week's episode. We love you here, and I can't wait to rock your socks.
Now, did you see they killed Rosario on Will and Grace?
Okay, well, spoiler, because I'm on episode 2.
Well, I knew you're never going to watch it. You haven't even watched Stranger Things 2 yet.
I haven't seen the finale of season 1. Though I'm getting through Master of None season 2, and I'm really liking it.
You lost me.
I think it's funny. I think it's charming. I think it's... There was an episode where I thought, well, this is just the most real how I feel. It was about...
this is the most real how I feel.
It was about... dating with dating apps.
And
I was just like, well, they really nailed how dreadful this entire experience of living is.
Well, that's... Did they really encompass the gay story or the straight story?
It was about straight people, but there's no gays. There's nothing... There is nothing gay on Master of None that I can think of.
But were they talking about, like, straight people using
there's
Tinder?
Lesbian.
Or were they talking about, like...
It was like a Tinder, but it was
straight. What's the straight's problem with Tinder?
I don't know.
You watched the episode.
No, it was not about straightness. It was about how dating is, like, the worst.
Oh.
And especially internet dating, where you have the same conversations, you go on the same exact date, you have the
That's
same...
what I wanted to know. What was their problem with it?
His pickup line was on
Smile
Tinder.
If you like
What do you
sex?
Say? What do you say? Ew!
That's what worked on your mom.
I know. At Wendy's.
Pizza Hut buffet.
No, the
Fuck
Wendy's.
Up a Pizza Hut buffet.
At the Wendy's salad bar. Yeah. Disgusting.
That's probably the Wendy's by Cascades.
smile if you like sex.
I was talking to one of my friends the other day, and they were like, do you
ever... It was that one. That's the one you, for a half day on the first day of school, you would go to at Frost.
We wouldn't.
Well, you didn't go to Frost.
We lived in Vandercook, and all we had was a Subway and a Hardee's.
Remember when Subway got breakfast? I remember that day.
Oh, my mom loved it.
Vividly.
My mom loved
it. Cody and I, my sister, we were first in line. Cody was so excited.
For a Subway breakfast.
Yes.
My mom said they made like a good wrap.
We went to the one by...
Summit Oaks Polly's?
No, the other Polly's. My Polly's.
Which one was your Polly's?
Right by Marco's Pizza or something pizza. Right by Key Largo. Not Key Largo.
Yeah, something the bar. Over.
Yeah,
that's Summit Oaks Polly's.
Oh, work. That's where I used to bike to that Polly's and get that tall drink.
That's where you would rent movies. There was like a Polly's back there. Store. There was a video store. Video there was store. A Chinese restaurant.
Yes, bitch. Cody used to bag groceries there.
Weird.
She probably bagged your groceries.
We didn't go to that one. We went to the one in Vandercook, and you know that.
Anyway, what are we talking about? Polly's?
Did you see the dog from Legally Blonde?
No. Rip. No, what were we
what
just
was
talking
its
about?
Name?
Dog.
We talked about.
You know what? You know I hate small dogs.
So you were mad that they killed Rosario?
So which is the biggest, the saddest celebrity death this week then?
It actually died a couple of years ago, I think. I just finally made
Rosario?
It.
Rosario?
Finally made it to my Tumblr post.
Is Rosario dead in real life?
No. She just didn't want to come back to acting. So I watched the whole
Relatable.
Episode.
Relatable.
I watched the whole episode thinking, when is she going to sit up out of the casket and the punchline's really going to be delivered? And then it just ended that she was dead.
I'll watch it.
It was sad.
No, my question was, when you message somebody on a dating app.
Oh, yeah.
Do you just say hi or hey there or hey ya or hi?
Which app?
Tinder?
Do you
try to make it personal?
On Tinder, I usually say like, hey, how's your week going? Or like, how's your weekend?
Well,
were you just smiling like Katie Holmes? That's how she smiles.
No.
That's
explain it for the people listening.
She puts her tongue between her teeth and bites a little. Google, like, how does Katie Holmes smile? And she's like,
no. I bit my tongue so hard like 2 weekends ago.
Harder than Katie Holmes does when she takes a picture?
Yeah, way harder. Because I woke up, well, girl, I was having a night out. So I woke up and my tongue was just like.
Bit right off.
Lou was bad. So I couldn't give that Katie Holmes smile when I was gone in Illinois and Texas all week. And I thought that every time
so
I smiled.
So you just did this?
I had a...
Wow.
But
no lip
deep
smile.
Down in this goiter mouth. What's a goiter?
I think it's a mass, like a growth.
Oh.
A mass of cells.
I think that was in my Big Fat Greek Wedding. When she had
and he put Windex on the goiter?
When she had her twin sister in her shoulder?
Well,
am I making that up? Is this my story or is this a fictional story? Anyway, and then she goes, I think somebody called it a goiter.
Yeah. So what do you say on Tinder?
Oh, Aziz says in the show, he messaged everyone and he goes, hey, I'm going to Whole Foods. You want me to pick you up anything? And I thought, well, that would actually get my attention.
I did tell you. That's good, though. That's good. I did tell you somebody...
But then he showed his, like, messages, and it was, like, everyone, him saying that and no response to it from anybody.
I was saying I hate when people message me, and they're like, why do you look familiar? And I'm like, I'm not playing this game with you. I'm not, like, figuring out how you know me. And I was bitching to one of my friends, and they go, you should just reply, I think I was your kindergarten teacher. So I think that's what I'm going to do from here on out. When somebody's like, why do you look familiar? I'm going to just be like, I think I was your kindergarten teacher.
No.
Yeah. Why not?
Where does the conversation go from there?
I don't know. Why would you ever message someone and say, I can't get in your
what
brain.
What would be an honest first message from you? Like,
of what do you mean?
Like,
if someone said, why do you look familiar?
No. Like, if you were to message somebody first, like, what would be, like, if you were cutting the shit, skip right to the point. I think mine would be, do you have a dog or a hot tub?
What do you mean? I'm cutting what shit?
What's the point of this interaction? The small talk.
Oh, the like, hey, how's your day? Good. What's the weather about?
I would be like, do you have a big dog or a hot tub?
You know I will just cut someone right off. They don't even get a second
Mine's,
date if
or
I find
do you
want to
come over and play Mario Party right now?
That would be fun.
That's what I would lead with if I were real.
I'm like, you want to come over and watch Grey's Anatomy?
That is you.
I was talking to this guy on Tinder, and I was like, what are you up to? This night on like Thursday,
this night.
And he was like, "Well, I'm probably gonna watch the 300th episode of Grey's." And I was like,
I can't believe you got wet.
It was like, I can't believe I'm catfishing myself. It was me on...
You on your iPad talking to you on your iPhone.
Tinder does now work on the computer, supposedly.
Oh, does it?
I got like a pop-up on my phone that said it does. And it's just me on my computer talking to me on my iPhone.
Oh, my God.
You want to come over and watch Grace?
So I know somebody.
And order a large cheese pizza.
We actually both know somebody. And you know what? If they listen and hear this, then maybe this is an intervention for them.
Tell me.
They have an Instagram for their pet, and they talk back and forth in the comments of their Instagram with their pet, as their pet, in character, to themselves. Talk to themselves.
Who is it?
We both know them.
Well,
do we find this to be
busy
behavior of a sociopath?
It's busy with capital B is what
is that busy? Or is that behavior of a sociopath? Or does this person need an intervention?
Who is it?
Or do we support this? Maybe this is a very natural...
It's 2017. Things happen. Sometimes you chat as your dog to your cat. Did Beans talk to itself?
It ain't Beans. It ain't Beans. Wait, what's that song?
It ain't me.
By who? Memory should really
Haley
capitalize
Steinfeld
on that.
Seinfeld and
Beans.
Florida Georgia Line?
No, is it? What is Florida Georgia Line mean? What does that mean?
They were born between the two states where Florida and Georgia touch each other.
Is this a fake origin story?
The Florida Georgia Line. They were raised along the Florida Georgia Line.
You know,
is what I've always assumed.
I feel like middle school was a lot of conversation about the Mississippi River, and since then, haven't thought about it once. You know what I'm saying? It's like cursive to me. It's like...
The Mississippi River?
Don't you feel like they really spent a lot of time talking about how to spell Mississippi and stuff, and then just all... What are you looking up? Florida Georgia Line?
Yeah.
Well, thank God I've got a conversation to have with myself about Mississippi.
Tell me about it.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
How many letters do you think are in Mississippi?
12. Yeah. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
I'll be right here.
I-P-P-I.
I'll be here researching.
Is that 12? Because I lost count.
I don't know your fingers.
I lost count because as I was counting, I was thinking about...
You were 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1.
No, I was thinking about our friend that's missing a digit. Because how does he count on his fingers? Because the point of 10 fingers is our number system is base 10, and it really works well with our 10 digits. So if you had 9, and you're going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then you...
I think they'll figure it out.
They'll figure it out, but that is definitely a disadvantage.
They can probably do things that we can't, like when you do 4, 5 times 9, and you put down the finger, and then you know it's 54, because there's 5 on this hand and 4 on this hand.
I'm sorry. How'd you do that? What?
9 times 9, you put down the 9th finger, and it's 81.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, so wait. So what?
Yeah.
So this only works for number times itself?
No, it only works with 9s.
So 9 times 2. So
you put down your second finger, and then
and so it's,
one
so
on one side, and 8 on the other, so it's 18.
18? What?
Yeah.
So 9 times 4.
Yeah.
So it's 36. I think I would sooner just do 9 times 10, or that 10 times that number, and then just...
And did you also know that the numbers then are, when you get the sum of the two numbers together, it always also equals 9? So like 18, 1 plus 8 is 9, or 81, 8 plus 1 is 9.
I guess Vandercook really did something.
I guess now you wish you were missing a finger.
Now you wish your girlfriend were hot like me. I think that's what you meant to say.
Does that just really blow your mind? I feel like you're going to be driving home being like, 72. It really does work.
You know what my favorite number is?
72.
It's 9 times 7. Watch. 7. So it's 63. My favorite number is 63. Wow.
Wow.
Huh. Would you look at that?
What do you think of the Met Gala theme for next year being Catholic?
I think it's perfect for Lady Gaga, and I'll tell you why. The Judas
music video. Remember when Nicki did Roman's Revenge?
The Alejandro music video.
Lots of God figures.
A lot. The paparazzi outfit for the Fame Monster Ball.
Remember Ashley Tisdale
when she was in her nun costume?
Remember Ashley Tisdale when she went to the Met Gala?
No.
In that picture?
In like a denim skirt, probably.
I think it really was.
Hey,
Soul Sister.
No. I just watched a Gavin DeGraw video, and he's really got a good voice.
I love Gavin DeGraw.
Glad we agree.
I would see him in concert.
What would he wear to the Catholic Met Gala? A cherry tree?
Speaking
Wait,
of...
who sings that cherry tree song? Gavin DeGraw.
Cherry tree? No, you're thinking of KT Tunstall? Black Horse and a Cherry Tree?
Say that name again.
KT Tunstall.
No.
She sings,
Please welcome to the stage, KT Tunstall.
She sings That's Black really Horse mean. And the Cherry Tree.
How is her name pronounced like that? Oh, is it K-T?
Yeah.
I was like, why are you sounding like a bonkers person?
Black Horse and the Cherry Tree song by KT Tunstall.
What's she up to?
She said, no, no, no.
Hey, KT, it's me, Nikki Blonsky from the movie Hairspray. Now, that's the collab I need to see.
Speaking of Instagrams, have you seen...
No.
Okay, do you want to see Nikki and KT?
No.
And the Matilda?
And the Matilda.
They're all busy on Twitter, and you
so
know
what
it.
So what are you about to say about Instagram?
Have you seen... Beyonce. Britney Spears' Instagram where she just walks down like the runway.
Yes,
in...
of course.
Why didn't you tell me about it?
You know, when she's walking in her house back and forth, always to music?
Yeah, trying on outfits and
what
saying like
about?
Which dress is the best.
Britney Spears' Instagram is the closest thing we have to art right now, I think. And did you see that watercolor painting she did? Sold for $10,000.
If I have to hear one more time, like...
It sold for $10,000. What are you up to?
Why are they acting like Britney
Shane
was
Dawson
a great artist
underwear.
When really someone stupid was just stupid to pay that for that?
Retweet. Shane Dawson just put underwear on eBay, and currently the highest bid is $20,000 or something.
No.
Yeah.
Why aren't we putting our underwear on eBay?
It said very used, under condition. So.
How much did it sell for?
The thing is still going.
Are you allowed auction. To do that?
I don't know, but I'm really in the market for money. Money is what I want.
I typed in Shane Dawson and underwear eBay was the second thing that came up.
On what?
Google.
No.
Yeah.
How much is it going for?
11 hours ago.
What's the top bid?
I used to
buy Pokemon bundles. Like
hoping there was a Charizard
no,
in there?
No, complete sets of people's Pokemon card sets from eBay. Because it would go for like cheap. Only like $60 or something for their complete set. It was
Oh my God.
It was an investment.
Now they're labeled as very used. Mm-mm. And it's up to $30,000 100.
Do you think that's not 100?
$30,100.
Do you like auctions? Have you ever been to one?
Here he.
I always get so nervous that I'm going to have an itch up here or something, or I'm going to, for some reason, exclaim in this manner.
When you're sitting at an auction, how often do you go sit at an auction? You always think you're going
to
be like...
Every gala, bitch, they do like a charity auction. And I have to be very...
Hands in the armpits?
Like underneath my arms.
What was that? Oh, Molly Shannon.
Why'd she do that?
Why does any SNL actor do anything?
I gotta say, SNL's not funny. And that's that.
Saturday night, not
lame.
Funny.
They're like, lame.
Well, we don't say that word.
Oh,
it's like bonkers.
Sugar fudge. Lame is bad. We don't say lame.
We really don't.
What's the equivalent that's appropriate for...
That's something Donald Trump would tweet.
That is.
At Kim Jong-un.
Can you believe what he tweeted?
His Mean Girls tweet?
That sounded like a thing you would say to me.
I just...
What did he say? I would not call you short and fat.
I would never call him short and fat. But that is calling him short and fat.
Is he
that dumb?
He is. We don't say dumb.
Is he that bonkers?
He's bonkers, for sure.
Is he that bonkers?
Well, his Twitter did get disabled for 12 hours.
Not all heroes wear capes.
I know. So that was somebody...
A Twitter employee.
Truly somebody who needs... A raise, but there was their last day, right? They were like on their way out.
Did you see that?
I will say, we can joke about thank God they did that, blah, blah, blah. But it is a little scary that somebody could technically go in and do something to the account or with the account. I don't know, like, if they have the power to tweet from his account.
Oh,
a disgruntled worker could go in and, like, tweet something that could really fuck up the economy, provoke a war. I find that to be a little scary.
Yeah, actually.
Then again, like, the actual owner of the account could literally do the same thing. And he does
probably,
the same thing,
probably
so
does.
It's also scary.
Did you see that woman in, I think it was Virginia or West Virginia, who was riding a bike and Trump's motorcade went by her and she flipped it off
yes.
and someone took a picture and then
yes.
the picture went viral?
Yes.
Did you see she got fired from her job?
No.
And then...
Do we need an intern?
And you know what?
Get her in here.
This is where I'm going next.
Okay.
You know how many job offers she got after the... So the picture went viral. Then she got fired.
She got 9 times 7 job offers, which is 63 job offers.
No, they said she had 500,000 job offers.
There's no way to track that. So that's a lie.
Well, yeah, maybe Chick-fil-A called her up or like Burger King.
Have you seen the video of Jasmine Masters calling Chick-fil-A and saying, "Do you have an application? Thank you. I will be right down." And she goes, "Hello, Arby's. Do you have an application?
Why
Thank
is she
you.
Looking I, for a job?
It was a tutorial on how to get a job for people that are bugging her. She goes, "This is how you do it." You never seen that?
People were bugging her to hire them as an intern? Oh, is this like when you tweet, "Oh, my new favorite song is this," and then people tweet you and they're like, "But what about this?"
I hate that. Would you wear a rosary to the Met Gala then? What's the deal? What are you going to wear? You know somebody's... Ooh, a cross. Behind them as an accessory.
Well.
I find nothing to be sacrilegious.
Well, if you think so, then you should listen to our Easter episode we did the first year.
I don't remember it. What did we do? What did we say?
We had a lot of comments that said we were sacrilegious just to be sacrilegious.
Girl.
They said we came for Easter.
Am I wrong?
They said we
came. Gotta get that explicit.
They said we came for Easter.
Yeah, if it were. I'd come for Easter.
Is there anything else you want to say? Anything else on this bonkers episode before we roll out?
I think that's about it from me.
I think we've said it all. I really think so, too.
I think we covered all the bases.
Yep. And
one of my favorite idioms. Never look a...
Gift bonkers horse. Never sing Black Horse in the Cherry Tree with Katie Tunstall.
And
I
then
think
look
is,
in its mouth.
Is
Never
the
look
new
Katie,
idiom.
Katie Tunstall in the mouth.
We talked about
Never
Katie.
Look Katie Tunstall in the mouth.
Never look Katie Holmes in
Never,
the mouth. She smiles with
Never
her tongue between her teeth.
Do you think when she smiles at her dentist, she's looking up like that?
You're the one who licked your dentist's fingers. So you tell us.
I wasn't like that, though. I'm going to the
you
dentist.
You literally probably were.
I'm going to the dentist this Thursday. Should I lick his finger? I just saw him out at the bar. He was blackout. And I wanted to be like, girl.
Dentists can have fun, too.
I said, you know what? He is off the clock. Let him live.
What would you say to him on Tinder as your pickup line? Want to knock out my teeth? You know that's somebody's kink. Getting a tooth pulled.
No. I do.
Not to shame
I do
them. I'm just
ask
saying.
Him, I do want to ask him politely and not in a weird way. Like, is there any way this procedure might need like a little bit of laugh gas or something fun?
The last thing you need is more gas.
What?
Because you're gassy.
I'm not gassy.
You're a gassy gussy girl.
I am a gassy gussy girl. You can say that again. No. Will you say that again?
You're a gassy gussy girl.
You. You can say it.
Well.
Again. You want to say it again.
Nope. I want to say goodbye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.